It's election day in the Upper Lynn Canal, and today we talk to voters and look at the voting process in both Skagway and Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Haines residents joined voters across Southeast Alaska on Election Day to cast ballots for local borough assembly and school board. This year, polling places are at the usual locations at the ANB Hall in downtown Haines or the Klaheeny Volunteer Fire Department at 26 Mile, serving the Mosquito Lake community. KHNS's Corinne Smith caught up with voters in person at the ANB Hall.
It's a clear, sunny morning, and there's a steady stream of voters stopping by the polls before work. Borough Clerk and Election Supervisor Aleka Fullerton is also there dropping off voting supplies and checking in with poll workers.
So we've had 451 people already vote when the polls opened this morning at 7 a.m., which is tied for the record for early voting.
That's 19% of eligible voters. And she says she's expecting about roughly 39% voter turnout. Katie Palmer and Eric Hawley have been voting in Haines for 35 years. And this year, Palmer says she's most excited about the younger candidates running.
Well, I'm very excited to be able to vote, and I hope everybody gets out and votes. I was excited that there's a write-in for the school board, Keely Baumgartner. And I'm very excited that a young person is running again, because I think the future is possibly a little bleak climate-wise, and I think it's really important that the young people get to start making decisions about the future. So I'm hopeful that Tyler Hewling will get in.
Tyler Hewling is one of four candidates running for two seats on the Haines Borough Assembly. There are six candidates running for four school board seats. Hawley says he also hopes to see former borough manager Deborah Schnabel win an assembly seat.
She's extremely open-minded and considers a lot of different points of view and has a lot of experience in local government.
Gary Keller says he cast votes for assembly candidates Brenda Josephson and Richard Clement.
Josephson and Clements, for sure.
And how come?
Because they're not greenies. They want some commercial activity, something to keep the place alive. Some logging and mining would be good. Or anything else that brings in money for the common working man.
Haines Judge Orion Hughes Knowles is a first-time voter in Haines since he moved to town in January 2020. He said it felt important to participate in the democratic process.
Participation is part of what makes our system work. And so it's always good to see people out and about and know that people feel the same.
Lauren Fahey displays the signature I Voted sticker on the front of her bright orange jacket. She moved to Haines from Anchorage last year during the pandemic. She says it's been a great experience so far and would like to see more young people represented.
And I think that's really important to have, you know, fresh faces out there who are willing to get involved and make a difference.
James Gooch-Ish Hart is an artist and business owner and tribal council member with the Chilkoot Indian Association. He says he'd like to see more collaboration between the tribal council and the Haines Assembly.
I think that since we are the original stewards of this land, that we do deserve an opportunity to have a space at the table. Whether our views are the same, I think we all deserve the opportunity to talk about what's best for our community.
Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton says ballots have been returned via email by voters outside of town, including fishermen out on the water, and there's still a fax option. All ballots must be returned or postmarked by 8 p.m. Tuesday. That's when polls close. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
Tune in after 9 p.m. tonight for election results from Haines and Skagway with the KHNS News Team. Skagway's municipal elections this year feature competitive races for both mayor and assembly. The two candidates running for school board are running unopposed. On Tuesday, I went down to City Hall to cast a ballot and talk to voters. There are two candidates for mayor this year in Skagway and three candidates running for two open assembly seats. Municipal clerk Emily Deitch says the town has 1,234 registered voters this year. And over the last 2 years, she's seen voter turnout hover at around 40%. She says she doesn't expect final results on Tuesday night because absentee and early vote ballots won't be counted until Thursday.
I saw more people coming in to vote early in person in the 2 weeks before.
But Deitch says she didn't send out as many absentee ballots as in years past. After I cast my vote in assembly chambers with more election workers than voters present, I grabbed my I voted sticker, a tiny candy bar, and I went outside to talk with some Skagwegians that had just voted.
How was the voting process for you?
It was wonderful. It was very streamlined and socially distant and lovely.
Aha, everybody's masked up in there?
Yes.
Did you have a candidate today that you were excited about for assembly or mayor?
Yes.
Do you want to share who you were excited about?
No.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say?
Easy decisions.
Yeah, easy decisions. Wonderful that we have people that care enough to continue to run.
You're not going to put me on the news, are you?
Not if you don't want to be.
No, it's okay. What do you want to ask me?
Well, just how did you find the voting process today?
Oh, it was super easy. Super duper easy. And I thought about pre-voting or voting ahead, but it was just so simple to come down here today.
Did you have any candidates you were specifically excited about?
Yes.
Did you want to share who that candidate or those candidates were?
I'll just say I think it's important to remember who took us through the pandemic and how we got to where we are right now. Is that okay?
It's great. Yeah, you can say anything you want.
Anything?
Yeah. Which is your favorite I voted sticker?
This one with the extra tufts in the middle. These shoes. They could just all be extra tufts, but this one's my favorite.
You would you vote for extra tufts if they were running for office?
Yes, I would. I did write them in for school board. They have my best interest in mind.
Dry feet.
How did you find the voting process?
Oh, fantastic. It was great. Easy. I brought my 3-year-old in and couldn't have been smoother.
Who did you vote for, sir? Okay, never mind.
He votes for Kathy Carr.
Oh.
Yes, that's his write-in vote.
How long have you been a voter in Skagway?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, as long as I've lived here year-round, 10 years.
Have you ever tried the mail-in voting?
No, just because we live so close.
It's kind of fun coming down.
It is fun. It's a beautiful city hall. It's a nice place to visit. And it's just too easy.
I'm on municipal time.
Perfect. Yeah, you got plenty of time then. No, just how was the voting process? I'll walk with you.
It was great.
How long have you been voting in Skagway?
Oh, as long as I can remember, Swayze.
Did you have any candidates you were really excited about?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
For which seat?
For both seats. For school board and for the mayoralship.
What about assembly?
That too. All three seats.
Yeah, all right. Sweet. Okay. Have fun back at work.
Thanks, buddy.
Polls close at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. KHNS will bring preliminary numbers as soon as they become available, somewhere around 9 p.m., live, on air. We will also continue to monitor vote tallies and bring final numbers once the winners have been officially declared. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.